P&Z meeting, and at this time here, let me see here, I call to order the teleconference meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for August 26, 2020. For those citizens listening over the telephone, please refrain from commenting until called upon to do so during the public comment periods. For the commissioners present, please state your name for the record each time you speak. The P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the city council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents provide the city council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for preliminary plats, all votes are recommendations and are afforded to the city council for final decision. Right. This time, we're going to go ahead and do a roll call. Are we already at the roll call done?
I do.
Okay.
Would we like to do it for the record?
Yeah, that'd be it, yeah.
Okay, so I show Larry Robeson, Rob Robinson, Noel Webster is present through the teleconference, Rodney Shine is present in chambers, Joshua McCann is present through the teleconference. I am missing Adam Parker, Jan Anderson tonight as well. Stephen Watford has logged in through the teleconference, and Kay Carey is absent as well.
All right, very good.
And we do have our alternate, Mr. Stegmeyer, with us tonight.
And that is the only alternate here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, so we definitely have a quorum. Unless you are, if you could please mute your microphone unless you are speaking. And I appreciate everybody being here tonight on the teleconference for this. So the first order of business is going to be the approval of minutes from the regular meeting held on July 29th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Shine, move to approve the minutes as written.
Thank you, sir.
Vice Chair Robinson, second.
Okay, so we have a motion and we have a second. Do we have any discussion? Okay. Commissioners, when called on, please say your name and give your vote.
Commissioner Webster, your vote is?
Commissioner Webster, approve.
Commissioner Shine, your vote is?
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann, your vote is?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford, your vote is?
Commissioner Watford, approve.
Vice Chairman Robinson, your vote?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Chairman Robinson, your vote?
Chairman Robinson, approve.
It passes 6-0.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, next could be a report on City Council action resulting results from the August 11th, 2020 meeting. Ms. Courtney Perez, the acting director.
Thank you, Chairman. If we'll go to the next slide, I think we're going to have to jump ahead a couple. All righty. This is Courtney Perez with the City of Harker Heights, senior planner. Last month, we heard several zoning cases. Z-2014 was for a conditional use permit, was to supplant a conditional use permit for the property located at 2004 Warriors Path. That motion was by P&Z was to extend the CUP for an additional 45 days. And at the end of the 45 days, all requirements for the original CUP should be completed. And if on the 46th day, if all requirements were not completed to the city's satisfactory, the CUP would then be automatically rescinded. That was approved by this board with a vote of 5-2. It was forwarded on to the city council. And what they did was they added four additional conditions that I will, I'm not gonna read verbatim everything on there, but they essentially agreed with your recommendation and just put it in writing and added to the conditions of this CUP on this property. So that it adds a little bit more depth and meat to it as far as what we expect of the applicant and when those need to be met. And then in the case that nothing is done on the property or a permit is not obtained, the proper channels that the city manager will then go through in order to provide them written notice and the opportunity to appeal to the Zoning Board of Adjustments. And then if the property owner timely files a notice to appeal, to condition seven above, the termination is stayed pending the zoning board of adjustments. So just putting in any additional scenarios that may come about and how we intend to deal with them.
Ms. President, do you know if they've been working on it more? I mean, I saw that they were, but I haven't been by there.
I haven't been by there either. I kind of forget to look every time I go down Warrior's Path, but it's my understanding that I'm not certain that a building permit has been pulled yet, but that's something that we can definitely look into to ensure that they're complying with everything.
Okay.
But work is being done. I believe that they have, if not finished stuccoing the entire facade, all four sides, then they're really close. So this body heard Z-2015, and it was for a conditional permit to allow an accessory dwelling unit on the property, generally located at 3910 Walden Creek Crossing. This board, this commission voted 7-0 to recommend approval, and the city council voted 5-0 to grant approval, but stipulated that they did not grant the request to allow the family members to reside temporarily within any recreational vehicle on the property for any period of time, and that the property owners have until today to come into compliance with the regulations of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances. Z-2016 was seen by this board for a conditional use permit to allow a storage container at 906 South Ann. This board approved that CUP with a vote of 6-1, and the city council also approved it 5-0. And then we saw CP 2002, which is a concept plan for a property generally located at East Knights Way and Cedar Knob for the Escapeology Edition. This board approved that concept plan 7-0, and the city council agreed and approved it 5-0. And the last plat that this board saw on July 29th was for a preliminary plat for the Escapeology Edition as it pertained to the concept plan that was seen just before. PNZ recommended approval of 7-0, and the city council also approved that 5-0.
Very good. Okay, and recognition of affidavits?
We have none, sir.
Very good. All right, next item is citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens who wish to be heard? Yeah. Are there any citizens who would like to be heard? Okay, thank you. All right, under agenda item 6, our public hearings, our first case is Z-20-17, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from B3, local business district, to B4, secondary and highway business district, on property described as 1.26 acres of land, more or less, out of the D. Houston survey, abstract number 393, generally located at 126 East Beeline Lane, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Courtney Paris, Senior Planner. So the property before you this evening is a rezone request from B3 to B4. Currently, as you see on your screen, it is partially developed. You will see that the back behind the convenience store here, which I believe is Go-Go Food Mart, is vacant. And the applicant would like to construct at a later date a boat and RV storage. Historically, within the city of Harker Heights, we have permitted storage facilities within the B4 district, as it's not explicitly called out within our code. But just south of there is the Top Value Storage, and they're zoned to B5. We felt that B4 was definitely less intense. Something of a B5 nature would allow a big box store. So we felt that that would not be harmonious for this area. And so the initial application was an application for B5. And after speaking with our director, we agreed that a B5 was too intense. And so they were comfortable with the B4 as it would still allow them to do what they desired. Next slide, please. So here is what it currently looks like to date. Go-Go Food Mart, and it will remain in operation to my knowledge. Next slide, please. And then rezone sign there. You see that the remainder of the lot up until like the, I guess, just beyond the fencing of the adjoining property is what they intend to develop. The zoning for the property is currently B3, and surrounding properties consist of other B or commercial districts. Just north of there on the other side of Beeline is a manufactured home park, and the CUP that's placed on 1174 South Amy Lane was something that was approved within the past year or so, but still to date remains as a storage unit.
Now the B4 or the B3 where they are now, are they able to have, I know this isn't storage, but are they able to serve beer, sell beer in a B3?
I believe so. If I remember correctly, I'm going through the code in my head. And yes, I believe.
I thought it was B4 or higher. I thought it was B4.
No, I've seen, no, they sell beer out of that place because I drive on B-line all
think,
the time.
Yeah, I
want to see the trucks.
Okay, all right. My mistake. Okay.
Actually, what's funny that you mentioned that is if you pull up Google Imagery and try to place the little man from Street View, there I believe there's a Bud Light truck blocking the view, so I couldn't take an image. I had to go out on site, which I prefer. But nonetheless, when I was doing some investigation work and just trying to figure out what exactly would be compatible with this area, I came across that. So I believe that, yes, if my memory serves me correctly, they can serve, or rather, they can sell alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a fine line that TABC delineates as far as that 51%, whether you're a restaurant or a bar. You sell 51% more in sales than you're considered of food than you're considered a restaurant. So those differentiations all handled by TABC.
Right.
Next slide, please. The existing land use is predominantly kind of mixed. We're seeing just about all the colors here. We've got single family, manufactured homes, commercial, public, semi-public, as I believe that just down the road from there is the KISD IT Center, and then our parks being Good Connell backing up to that. Next slide, please. Our future land use map does call for this area to be developed as commercial. Next slide, please. And then staff did send out and notified approximately 21 properties within this area, and we received one notice back recommending approval. We'll go back one more slide. So based on the applicant's request and staff's understanding of what they intend to do and taking into consideration the existing land use map as well as the future land use map, staff does recommend approval of this rezone from B3 to B4. If the applicant is on the line today, they're willing to answer any questions that you have, and I am willing to answer any questions that you have of me.
With this, with the for the storage there, we're talking about having concrete in there or asphalt as far as?
Correct, so anything commercially zoned anything in the commercial zone does have to be put on an improved surface. So yes, concrete or asphalt.
Fence and all that, okay, good.
Yes.
Which they'd have with it anyways. Okay, and they would be keeping the convenience store or just putting this behind?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. All right. Did y'all have any questions of Courtney? All right. Okay. At this time, who is here representing this request? If you please state your name and your address. The person with the convenience store on Beeline, are you on the line?
They do not have to be present, only for plats.
All right,
we
cool.
Recommend that they're present, but
all
it's
right.
Not required.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the public hearing at this time. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to this matter? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to this matter? Okay. Commissioners out there, or any commissioners, would y'all like to discuss this or have any questions?
Commissioner Webster?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea as far as having that. I hope they have enough space where those RVs and that can get around in there. I mean, if we're going to start this new deal as far as RVs and boats not being on grass at the houses, people are definitely going to be looking for these things. And the other thing is they're pretty expensive. But if we do put a lot of pavement on there, I think that roll off of water from rain will actually go into the park area, and I think there's a little pond back there that it will go into.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other commissioners who would like to discuss this? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing at this time. And do I have a motion?
I would say I approve.
If you can state your name, your name, sir.
Sorry. This is Commissioner Stephen Watford, and I recommend approval.
Right. So you're making a motion then, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, do I have a second?
Commissioner Shine, second.
All right, Commissioner Shine, second. Very good. Commissioners, is there any discussion on this? Okay.
This is Commissioner Watford again.
Yes, sir.
And in matter of fact, I met my wife over there in that neighborhood and Star Estate and 24 years ago. But the only big improvement that I ever seen that really looks good is on Beeline, where they around that little bend. And it comes up to Amy, where they put the islands in. Any improvement over there in that way, because it hadn't been hardly nothing done to that area in about 24 years.
Yes, sir. So, it does look good. Yes, sir.
That's all.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Commissioners, at this time, it's time to vote. If you can state your name and give your vote. Ready?
Commissioner Webster, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Commissioner Webster, approve.
Commissioner Shine, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Commissioner Watford, approve.
Vice Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2017?
Chairman Robinson, approve.
It passes 6-0.
Thank you all very much. Okay, next is going to be Z-20-18, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1, one-family dwelling district, to R2, two-family dwelling district on property described as Kern Terrace, Block 2, Lot 5, generally located at 308 Randy Boulevard, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. And Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you. Courtney Paris, Senior Planner. The applicant has requested to rezone this property, as you stated, from R1 to R2 for the purpose of building one single duplex on the property. The current square footage is approximately 10,430 square feet, and by rezoning this, the applicant does have sufficient room in order to build a duplex. Next slide, please. You'll see that this is the area for rezone. Next slide. And I would state that a majority, if not all, except for those that are zoned R2, being that this is on the older part of town on the north side of Harker Heights, and part of the original city, a lot of these properties are considered existing non-conforming. So what you see there is the light pale green is R1. What you see on the next slide is the true existing land use of what is surveyed to be out there to date. So a mixed bag of both single family residences, duplexes, and manufactured homes. And then as you see there, 308 North Randy, or 308 Randy Boulevard is currently vacant. Our future land use does call this entire area to be a mixed residential, and mixed residential will essentially encompass all single family and two family dwelling districts. Sorry. Next slide, please. The city, we notified approximately 42 properties, And to date, we have not received any in opposition or approval of this rezone request. If you'll go back. So staff would like to recommend approval of this rezone from R1 to R2, seeing as it is, the proposed use is compatible with the existing uses in the neighborhood, as we have seen from the existing land use map, and would not likely have any adverse impacts on adjoining land uses and zoning districts. Should the applicant be online this evening, they're here to answer any questions that you may have, as well as myself. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, who is here representing this request? Is the applicant here representing the request on Randy Boulevard? Okay, thank you very much. All right, I now open the public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address this matter? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address this matter? Okay. At this time, I close the public hearing. Commissioners, is there anyone, any questions y'all have or anything, or would like to say anything, please? Okay. This time I call for a motion. Public hearing is closed. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner McCann, make a motion for approval as presented.
Commissioner Shine, second.
Okay. All right, so we have Commissioner McCann makes a motion, and Commissioner Shine seconds. Very good. All right. Is there any discussion? All right. Commissioners, when called, please say your name and give your vote.
Commissioner Webster, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Commissioner Webster, approve.
Commissioner Shine, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Commissioner Watford approves.
Vice Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2018?
Chairman Robinson, approve.
It passes 6-0.
Thank you all very much. All right, we have Z-20-19. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1, one family dwelling district, to R1R, rural one family dwelling district, on property described as Lot 87A of Lakeside Hills Section 3 replat, generally located at 11539 Orland Drive, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Courtney Paris with the City of Harker Heights, Senior Planner. So the applicant has requested a rezone request. It seems this is very popular within this area. Within the past several months, we've seen several requests to rezone properties along Orland from R1 to R1R. Just a brief background, R1R stands for single family rural, and is intended for these larger lot rural developed properties or undeveloped, but does have a minimum acreage of 2 acres. The applicant does have 2.95 and is interested in rezoning in order to consolidate some storage units that he currently has on the property into one, is my understanding. And next slide, please. You'll see that this is the existing residence on the property to date. Next slide. And here are some of the existing, both a detached garage and then a storage shed. Current zoning on the property and majority of surrounding areas is single family residential with several, I believe there's a total of 3 now, R1R along Orland near the cul-de-sac to the south. Next slide, please. Existing land use shows that a majority of the properties within this vicinity are either existing single family residences or they are vacant properties. And as you can tell, that these tracts are predominantly acreage versus square footage. So we're moving out to the more rural developed part of the city of Harker Heights. Next slide, please. Our future land use map within the 2007 comprehensive plan identifies these areas to be single-family residential in nature. Rezoning from R1 to R1R will still allow for a single-family residence within the R1 district. It just allows a bit more ag uses and larger storage facilities with this zoning designation. So staff did send out 10 notices to surrounding properties and did receive one recommendation for denial and zero recommending approval for this property. So staff does recommend approval of a rezone from R1 to R1R, seeing as the rezone request is consistent with the future land use map designation of single family residential, as well as the proposed use would not likely have any adverse impacts on the adjoining uses or zoning districts in the area. Should the applicant be online today, they're willing to give you any additional information, and I am here to answer any questions should you have them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, this time, who's here representing this request?
Dustin Mann, 11539 owner.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight, sir. Okay, tell us about your...
Yes, sir.
Tell us your what you're wanting to do here, sir.
Well, she described it perfectly. We've got several small storage outbuildings we'd like to consolidate. Currently, we have the large detached garage that does serve as a main source of storage for like lawn implements and such. But we do have a tractor and things that are currently exposed to the elements. So I'd like to build a nice shop/covered parking area to the southwest corner. So behind the street side or behind the building, the residence and the current detached garage that would then house the storage for the outbuildings that are currently there and the tractor and other things. So just trying to stay within code and square footage and things and number of outbuildings.
Well, sounds like you have a very good plan there. How long have you lived at the property, sir?
We should be moving on our fifth year now.
Oh, okay. Well, the property looks very nice. I drove by there and it's very well kept.
Thank you.
Nice property. What are all those rocks out there by the driveway, though? What is that?
Well, the street started to kind of wear away from the driveway. So it created kind of a obnoxious speed bump coming in the driveway. So just trying to smooth that transition out between the street and the driveway.
Okay, very good, sir. All right, well, please stand by. We may have to talk to you again here in a moment. And also, commissioners may have a question or something for you.
Sure.
All right. So at this time, public meeting is, of course, open. And let me see here. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address this matter? Have any questions or anything for the applicant? All right. This time, commissioners, would anyone like to ask the applicant any questions? All right. Well, sir, please continue to stand by. Thank you very much. All right. At this time, I'm going to close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners. At this time, I'm going to ask for a motion. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve. Vice Chair Robinson, I will move to approve as presented.
Okay. Vice Chair Robinson makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Watford would second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Watford. I appreciate that, sir. Okay, so we have Robinson with a motion and Watford for a second. Do we have any discussion? All right. Commissioners, when called, please say your name and give your vote.
Commissioner Webster, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Commissioner Webster, approve.
Commissioner Schein, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Commissioner Watford approves.
Vice Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2019?
Chairman Robinson, approve.
Passes 6-0.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, sir. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Next item here is going to be Z-20-20, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1 One Family Dwelling District to R1I One Family Infill Dwelling District on property described as Kern Acres Second Extension and Revision, Block 11, Lot 1, generally located at 605 South Harley Drive, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Courtney Paris, Senior Planner. The applicant has requested a rezone on this property at 605 Harley Drive from currently what is R1 to R1I, which is our infill zoning classification. That will accommodate 3,500 square foot lots. That's the major takeaway from here. The property currently consists of about 8,400, which is standard for a single family residential zoning. So they're proposing to, I believe, put two single family infill lots on this property. Next slide, please. So this is a view from, I believe it's Amy, looking into the property. You'll see that there is a slab existing, so there was a structure there in the past. The current owner would like to rezone it in order to put single-family infill homes on the lot. Next slide, please. Current zoning is single-family, and neighboring zonings are showing to be both R2, so duplexes, as well as R3, so apartment, anything three dwellings or above. Next slide, please. Our future land use map does call for this area to be single-family. Just across the street, we do have mixed residential, high-density residential, and further south of there, move into commercial districts. So the future land use map, identifying this as single family and rezoning it to R1I, would still be harmonious for this area and keeping within the designation for the future land use map. Our existing land use is a mixed bag. We've got a handful of existing land uses around the area, but primarily those on West Ruby are consistent with single family residences. And Harley being more of a major thoroughfare within the city of Harker Heights, does seem to change block to block as far as is it designated, you know, duplex or manufactured home? Is there a church? So it really does change as you move north-south up Harley, but the area along Ruby is consistent with single-family residences. So staff did send out 46 notifications. And of those notifications, we received two recommending approval and two recommending denial along West Ruby. At this time, staff does recommend approval of this rezone from R1 to R1I, as it will, the proposed rezoning is compatible with the existing land uses in the area. As it will remain single family, it will just accommodate more of an infill 3,500 square foot lot. And the proposed use and rezoning would not likely have any adverse impacts on the adjoining land uses and zoning districts within the area. Should the applicant be online today, they can answer any questions that you may have, and I am here as well to answer any questions.
Vice Chair Robinson, going to put two houses on one lot rather than splitting it into two lots so you can put a house on each. Is one house going to, for instance, face Ann or one Ruby or one? Can you just talk a little bit about two houses on one lot?
So
I understand it's infill, but mm-hmm. still.
They're not permitted to have two houses on one lot. I apologize. I'll elaborate. They do have the intent to submit a minor plat to the city of Harker Heights, subdividing those two lots so that they each equally have the square footage to meet the 3,500 square foot requirement. So you'll see in the future, should this move forward, you'll see 605 split into two. So you'll have two single-family R1Is on that property.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me if there have been, Commissioner Schein, can you tell me if there have been any other residential infill lots in that neighborhood?
In this immediate area, I don't believe. Further down Ruby, I think we had a request.
We had one over by Juanita or...
Yeah. What's difficult about tracking the R1I is that they are allowed to go in several existing land use classifications. I think across the city and the area, because this is a geographically restrained classification, and it is allowed within the area that is being proposed, I would say, but across the areas in the city of Parker Heights, maybe a total of 12 to 15 total R1I lots exists.
We got one there on the south side of Valley or somewhere right in there. I think we have one there we approved. It's been done. And I know there's one on the Juanita. I can't think of the other road over there. I think we have one there on Juanita, or only the other road behind Juanita. So but that's a strange looking lot here, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to fit. What was the square footage of this lot?
8,400.
Okay.
Yeah, 8,945. I think I misspoke and said 8,400. But
this doesn't look that big, but okay. Yeah.
I guess the Commissioner Schein, again, the question that I had was this designation designed for someone to take an existing lot to break it into, or was it designed to take a lot that might have been the spoils or leftover or road widened to make it where it didn't fit? Was that what the designation was for, or was it for someone in a neighborhood to divide an R1 lot and now call it R1 infill?
I think it could be used both, okay. Honestly. I think by increasing our density in the areas where we already have developed water and wastewater lines is primarily where we're trying to trend. Where we still have growth, obviously, in the south and southeast parts of the city of Parker Heights, infill is kind of focusing on the areas that have very unique and older square footages, predominantly for manufactured homes that are on narrow lots. So developers were having to buy up adjoining lots, merge them together, do the math there to make a project for a duplex or a single family house come to fruition. So I would say that this is an appropriate situation where the lot could fit a single family house and the applicant desires to have two, and we do have a tool in our toolbox that they can utilize to do that.
I just don't know that that's, for me, the infill deal was for lots where the square footage was a push, was the main factor. And here where you have house, you know, and the lot looks small right here, but the square footage tells me otherwise. I don't think that two, I think a house should be there.
Vice Chair Robinson, I think I was back on the council when that was done, and I reinforce what she said. It was to take these older lots that you could put a trailer on, but people wanted to put houses on them that didn't meet the 8,400 square feet for a normal R1 lot, and it was designed to upgrade and put housing in where there were trailers or vacant lots. That was the intent. And this, I think this is the first time I've heard of this, of splitting one. I mean, it sounds like it's legal, but it's a device to, and I don't know if the person who's representing this is on the line, but yeah. But that was the original intent, Rodney, was to upgrade the older part of town with houses, right. not trailers.
Now
yes, this is Bernard Matthews. I am on the line.
Go ahead, sir.
Bernard Matthews, P.O. Box 1495, Pflugerville, Texas, 78961. So we've had this property since the early 90s, and it's been a single-family home that really has been an investment property since then. So our plan for this is to make the optimal use of the property. So what we've worked with is Mitchell and Associates to actually look at the property itself along with the Planning and Zoning Committee, our council, and we were able to look and see that it does have the appropriate square footage to put and split the property into two and have two houses at a 30 by 40. So one building is going to be located central to the property. That building is going to be located more towards Ruby. That's the central one, Ruby and Harley Lane, Harley Drive. And then the other will be on Harley, but closer to the property line of the lot that we're actually proposing to split. So it's going to be on the property line, but allow for a 10-foot spacing between the two buildings.
Okay, so a car would, to park my car there, if I lived in the back section, I would turn in off Harley on into the driveway, or how would I get into my to my driveway?
So the plan right now, we haven't selected an elevation for this. We know the dimensions of what we're going to put in for the property. The elevation itself is going to be something modern, but it's not going to be eccentric to the surrounding areas, because so we want to make it copacetic with what is actually happening with our surrounding properties. And so if you were living in the one that is actually, let me get it pulled up here, that's Harley and Ruby, we're looking to have the actual driveway come in from the Ruby side.
For both properties.
And that will allow, so one is going to come in from Ruby, and then the other one is going to come from Harley Drive.
And you haven't considered building a house back there, just a single house back there?
No, because ultimately we're looking to make the optimal use. We, like I was saying, we had this property since the early 90s, and over time, it's basically the way that it was built. We discovered a septic on the property that we're looking to get cleaned and filled, and also the property itself, just because of the way that the property drains. We're looking to split and actually correct a lot of that while we're going in and doing the separate buildings at the separate lots.
Commissioner Schein, on the overhead view that we had, did it show the residents still there, and then the street view showed the house gone? I guess the question for the applicant is there a...
Yep.
So the question for the applicant is, what happened to the house?
So the house itself, there was a garage there and some of the actual building itself. It's been vacant for a while. And ultimately, it started degrading, the roof fell. And so instead of trying to look to repair that property, we decided to just get it demolished.
When was the last time the house was actually occupied? When it was out, when the house was there, when was the last time it was actually occupied?
2008.
When did y'all demolish it, sir?
I believe it was, it took them a while to demolish it just because of the way that, who we hired as the contractor to do so. And I know he went through some of the permitting requirements for it. But it was late last year, earlier this year.
Okay. All right, sir. That lot there to me, I mean, the infield, I just don't know about that. Please stay on the line there, and some of the other commissioners may have questions of you in a minute. Please stay on the line, okay? All right.
Commissioner Webster?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just had a question about that intersection, and if you're trying to put an entrance on that Ruby side, any cars coming from?
Taking a turn? Mr. Webster?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, now we can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the question I had was that intersection and that curve right there, is that anybody coming off of Harley taking a right on West Ruby? If you got that entrance to that house on Ruby, that could be a safety factor right there, depending on how fast those people are coming around there. I just don't think there's enough room based on the safety of that intersection to have two houses there.
I agree. Okay. Is there any other thing, anything else you'd like to say, sir?
So if you actually look at the street view versus the plot map here, it actually gives it a little bit more justice than looking at this. It's not as sharp of a curve coming around there. There's actually, we monitor the traffic in there, and just like any portion of that street.
Please proceed, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
All right. I hit the wrong button there. I think you have a slide that shows the satellite view. It actually will show the curve in its actual presentation.
That's not bad. I see what you're saying, sir. Yes. There's still an angle there, but not quite the curve that it looked like in the outline. Okay.
Correct. And a lot of times we had residents that would actually park right there at that curve, so we know that there hasn't been any accidents or any reports of anybody actually running into any of the vehicles that were parked there at the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, commissioners, is there any other questions we have here of the applicant? All right. Okay, at this time, I'm going to open up the public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address this matter? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address this matter? Okay. Now, at this time, I'm going to let the applicant, sir, if you'd like to go ahead and say a few more things here, go ahead.
Not at this time. I just appreciate your consideration in this. And we're looking to improve the aesthetics of this area and what we're looking to do. And so I think it's an investment that we're willing to make substantially into bringing up two new properties in this area.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that very much. Okay. At this time, I'm going to close the public hearing, and it's back to us. So, commissioners.
Chairman Robinson, alternate Stagmeyer did have a question.
Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Mike Stagmeyer. If you look at the outline of this 605 there, it's offset quite a bit, and it's much smaller than the actual what you actually see there. If you look to the west towards Harley, there's a lot, in this whole thing should be moved west quite a bit, and it's much smaller than the actual properties there.
The outline is not lined up correctly with that.
Much smaller also, yeah. Sir.
I agree with you, the size, but still the square footage is the square footage that we have on that, which you said 8,900 square feet, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the 8,900 is...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, though. But I still... The infield for me was lots where we had no other choice, or where mobile home. There's no mobile homes in this area right here. Yeah, you have to get over to Mary Jo. I guess there are some on Harley there. But okay, anyways, commissioners, it's back to us as far as we make a motion on this or we do something else.
Vice Chair Robinson, to get it started, I make a motion to approve it as presented.
Okay. And do I have a second? Okay, commissioners, is there anyone?
This is Commissioner Watford. I second it.
Okay, Commissioner Watford seconds. Okay, is there any discussion, commissioners? My discussion on this is going to be that the infield for me is for lots that they have no other choice. In this one here, we have a property that the choice here is one single residential home being on that lot in line with that neighborhood. I understand the applicant is wanting to get the most out of this, and I fully understand that, and I think that that's great. But in this particular case here, there are several lots in Harker Heights that are, they're below the required limit, and that's where we have the infill for. So that's all I've got to say about this. Okay, commissioners, is there anyone else like me to say anything here or discussion? Okay. Commissioners McCall, please say your name and give your vote.
Commissioner Webster, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Commissioner Webster, disapprove.
Commissioner Schein, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Commissioner Schein, disapprove.
Commissioner McCann, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Commissioner McCann, disapprove.
Commissioner Watford, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Commissioner Watford.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Watford, we did not hear you.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Vice Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Chairman Robinson, what is your vote for Z-2020?
Chairman Robinson, disapprove.
It was disapproved 4-2.
All right. Next item are reports from P&Z commissioners or alternates. Are there any commissioners or alternate members who wish to speak at this time? Good job there, Stegmeyer. All right, are there any staff comments?
No, sir, I have none.
Thank you, Acting Director. Hearing nothing further, we are adjourning this teleconference meeting of the P&Z at 7:22 p.m. Thank you all for coming in here and helping us run the city. Thank you. Not run the city, but, you know. All right.
This conference is no longer being recorded.